Kia ora.
Kia ora. We are Lissy.
And Rudy.
And we are Voices of Hope.
Ko Rudy Robinson, tōku ingoa. E te taha o tōku māma no Waikato, no Ngāti Pāwaki Taiahau. E te taha o tōku pāpa no Taranaki, no Ngāti Tahu, Ngāti Whāwāhau. Kia ora.
Kia ora, everybody. Ko Lissy Cole, tōku ingoa. I whakapapa through my grandmother to Ngāti Hine, Mōtu Taumarai, and through my grandfather, Paihana, to Ngāti Kahu, and Karapōnia is our marae. I am the Pōtiki. I am the youngest of eight. My father, Colin Cole, he was a fashion designer and a high creative, and my mother, Maere Ho, was a high intellectual. And, you know, one of the journeys, of many journeys for me, has been navigating that path between those quite two extremes. Growing up in the 70s and 80s in a bicultural large whānau, you know, it was interesting, never feeling quite brown enough to be Māori or white enough to be Pākehā, but identifying very strongly with my identity as Māori. Being that my dad was a creative, him and I were really close and we hung out a lot. I used to accompany him all the time to his workroom, and I do credit his wall of trims and everything sparkly as my first playground. And that is where my great love for textiles and colour come from. My dad struggled with his sexuality. My mum was, she was of an era that Māori was not celebrated. So, you know, my parents were, there was, yeah, lots and lots of layers and lots of things going on. I mean, I started counselling when I was 18. So, I mean, I guess it was a crisis because I was just absolutely miserable. And Dad had died when I was 15, and I'd had, you know, just things leading up to being an absolutely, desperately unhappy 18-year-old. And that was when I got my first counselling. Going to my first sort of counselling sessions, that was so helpful. It was just, that was like a revelation to start to analyse my dreams and understand what was happening in my inner landscape, which was helping me to then understand my outside world. Rudy and I met in 2014, and straight away we saw that we worked really well together and that we were both creative but in completely different ways. So we said a really simple prayer that this is how we wanted to live our life, which was creatively and sustaining ourselves and working together.
And what better way with doing that through the medium of crochet? Because it's all about looping. It's all looping connections, looping people, making relationships and long-lasting relationships. Those long-lasting relationships, and that's where the key, I feel, to life is.
I could see that it was just, it was a tangible way of demonstrating everything we know to be true. And so then the kaupapa started to evolve. We just saw that there was a power in what we were doing, and it was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And I guess, like, with our kaupapa Wharenui Harikoa, the kaupapa is he poro whakahākoko ko uenuku tāwhana ki te rangi. And the Wharenui is a tupuna-inspired prism which shines across the sky like a rainbow. And if I sort of just take that whole, you know, that prism and shining across the sky like a rainbow, we do feel like, you know, shining brighter futures, you know, because the mahi that we do is all about our people. It's all around intergenerational healing. And how do we look at that healing through our tupuna? Because we also believe that, yes, our tupuna inspire us, but we also inspire our tupuna.
And it continues to be an incredible journey that has brought many, many people into our lives. My biggest message is that there's always hope. Always. Always, 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 always. We never know what's going to happen in the next minute, moment, second. That would be my biggest message, is never give up, never surrender.
just keep on keeping on. Find your authentic self and your authentic purpose to why you are here.
You know, and in my darkest moments in life, I have found a way to find something, things, and when you start to look at the things that you're grateful for, you see more and more and more, and you really cannot be miserable, unhappy, anxious, afraid when you are expressing gratitude for this immense gift of life. But yeah, hope, never give up hope, ever.
It's all about the aroha and how we can just show that little bit of aroha to everyone that we come across.